17th hour. Reflections and practices. From 9 to 10. Crowned with thorns, Jesus is mocked as king, and subjected to unheard of insults and pains. He repairs in a special way for the sins of pride. And do we avoid sentiments of pride? Do we attribute to God the good which we do? Do we consider ourselves inferior to others? Is our mind always empty of any other thought in order to give rise to grace? Many times we do not give rise to grace by keeping our mind filled with other thoughts. Then, since our mind is not completely filled with God, we ourselves cause the devil to bother us, and maybe we even foment temptations. When our mind is filled with God, as the devil approaches us, not finding the place toward which to direct his temptations, confused, he flees. In fact, holy thoughts have so much power against the devil that, as he is about to approach us, they wound him like many swords and cast him away. Therefore, we lament unfairly when our mind is bothered and tempted by the enemy. It is our poor surveillance that pushes our enemy to assault us. He is spying on our mind in order to find little gaps and attack us. Then, instead of relieving Jesus with our holy thoughts and removing the thorns from him, ungrateful, we push them into his head, making him feel the pricking more sharply. In this way, grace remains frustrated and cannot carry out the crafting of its holy inspirations in our mind. Many times we do even worse. As we feel the weight of temptations, instead of bringing them to Jesus, making of them a bundle to be burned by the fire of his love, we worry, we become sad, and speculate on those very temptations. Therefore, not only does our mind remain occupied by evil thoughts, but all of our poor being remains as though soaked with them. And so it would almost take a miracle from Jesus to free us. Jesus looks at us through those thorns, and, calling us, he seems to say, "Ah, my child, you yourself do not want to cling to me. If you had come soon to me, I would have helped you to free yourself from the bothers which the enemy brought into your mind, and you would not have made me sigh so much for your return. I asked for help from you in order to be freed from thorns so sharp, but I waited in vain, because you were occupied with the work that your enemy had given you. Oh, how much less tempted you would be if you came soon into my arms. Fearing me and not you, the enemy would leave you immediately." My Jesus, may your thorns seal my thoughts in your mind and prevent the enemy from causing any sort of temptation. When Jesus makes himself felt in our mind and in our heart, do we reciprocate his inspirations, or do we place them into oblivion? Jesus is mocked as king. And we? Do we respect all the holy things? Do we use all the reverence which befits them, as if we were touching Jesus Christ himself? My crowned Jesus, Let me feel your thorns, so that I may understand from their pricks how much you suffer, and I may constitute you as king of my whole self." Showed from the lobby, Jesus is condemned to death by those people who had been loved and who had benefited so much from him. Loving Jesus accepts death for us in order to give us life. Are we ready to accept any pain to prevent Jesus from being offended and from suffering? Our pain must be accepted so as not to make Jesus suffer. Since he suffered infinitely in his humanity, and since we have to continue his life on earth, we must reciprocate the pains of the humanity of Jesus Christ with our own pains. How do we compassionate the pains which Jesus suffers in seeing many souls being snatched from his heart? Do we make his pains our own, so as to relieve him from all that he suffers? The Jews want him crucified, so that he may die like a criminal, and that his name be erased from the face of the earth. Do we strive to let Jesus live on earth? With our acts, with our example, with our steps, we must put a divine mark in the world, so that Jesus may be recognized by all, and so that, through our works, his life may have a divine echo, heard from one end of the world to another. Are we ready to give our own life, so that beloved Jesus may be relieved of all the offenses? Or do we rather imitate the Jews, people so much favored, almost like our own souls, which are loved so much by Jesus, and shout like them, "Crucificatur! Let him be crucified!" My condemned Jesus, may your condemnation be my own, which I accept for love of you. And in order to console you, I will pour myself continuously in you, to bring you into the hearts of all creatures, to make you known to all, and to give your life to all.